how much does this change recidivism, having a system like Missouri or Red Wing or other places where instead of putting them in a massive juvenile prison, you have them in small centers, maybe residences or homes, or you do in community support? Do we have documentations that say that instead of 80 or 90% of them coming back to jail, that only 25% reenter the system?
I don't know about Red Wing because that's one institution, but Missouri's recidivism rates are much lower. I think they're in the 30s. And when you look at the community-based interventions, the evidence-based interventions, recidivism rates are significantly lower even than that. And I think it's important to talk about how we define recidivism. Usually it's defined as being arrested for a new crime within 3 years of release. And that's a fine definition. But to me, the real place where the rubber hits the road is in how a kid's life turns out overall. It turns out that being incarcerated as a juvenile, when you control for just about everything, including the delinquent act itself, doubles the chance that a kid is going to wind up incarcerated as an adult. So that's not just recidivism, that's escalation. And the evidence shows that that's the overall effect of juvenile incarceration.